Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, December 23rd. Some snow is expected to fall around the Grey Bruce region today. There is a winter weather travel advisory. Your full forecast is coming up shortly after the news. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is facing mounting pressure from some of his own MPs to step down. Global News is reporting 50 of Ontario's 75 Liberal MPs met over the weekend to talk about their party's leadership. Calls from within the Prime Minister's own caucus for him to resign ramped up last week after the public resignation of former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland from Cabinet, and then a public statement from NDP leader Jagmeet Singh that he will move a non-confidence motion to bring down the government when MPs return to Parliament Hill in late January. 21 Liberal MPs have said publicly they want the Prime Minister to step aside for a new leader. The Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission is now accepting comments as part of its annual review of Bruce Power's safety performance. The Tiverton nuclear operator says a public commission meeting is scheduled for February 25th. Written comments are being accepted by the CNSC until January 11th. Regulatory oversight reports on nuclear power plant safety are prepared annually for all licensed Canadian nuclear facilities. Public transit fares are increasing slightly in Owen Sound in the new year. The city sent out a reminder about the 25-cent hike to adult and student bus fares in January. It's the first increase in Owen Sound's transit fares since 2015. The city's operations committee endorsed it and other public transit changes back in October, including new daily bus passes and semester passes for students. Grey Highlands Council supporting a community project to establish pickleball courts in Flesherton. They would be constructed near the Flesherton Arena. The municipality will be helping secure grants to fund the project, which could cost up to $200,000. While council's supportive of the idea in principle, Deputy Mayor Dane Nielsen asked for a plan to manage the courts over time.
There's questions around the stability so that 15 years from now, when this asset has some wear and tear, we are going to have money already set aside to continue the life cycle of this asset.
And unionized rail workers have ratified a new four-year collective agreement with CN Rail. Unifor says the deal includes improvements to wages and benefits, as well as job protections for workers. The ratification comes after rail workers voted last month to authorize strike action if there wasn't a new agreement reached with CN by January 1st. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are poised for a mixed open this morning. Futures little change in pre-market trading. After Friday's bounce higher, the Dow was up 498 points, closing at 42,840. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both up more than 1%, while the TSX closed 185 points higher at 24,599. Bitcoin up around 1% this morning, hovering around 96,000 US. The price of oil is down slightly, 69.25 per barrel, while gold's off a half percentage point to 2,630 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 69.38 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Bills beat New England by a field goal. Reports came out that Josh Allen's been playing with a broken non-throwing hand since week one and still might win MVP. Lions got back in the win column and pulled out a trick play where Jared Goff faked a stumble. Jahmyr Gibbs fell on purpose, freezing the Chicago D. Then Goff threw a touchdown pass. Minnesota beat Seattle, so the Vikings and Lions are tied with the NFC's best record. Philadelphia fell a game back of those two after losing to Washington. Jalen Hurts left the game with a concussion. Rams lead the NFC West and Atlanta won. Tampa lost. Those two are now tied atop the NFC South. Edmonton snapped Ottawa's six-game winning streak. Linus Ullmark left that one with an upper body injury. The Leafs host Winnipeg at 2 this afternoon. PWHL, Minnesota had a shootout victory against New York, and Houston handed the Raptors a seventh straight loss. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. Owen Sound attack goaltender Carter George and the Canadian World Junior team wrap up their pre-tournament schedule tonight against Czechia. The 2025 World Junior Hockey Championship gets underway in Ottawa on Boxing Day. And in the PJHL, the Concordon Bulldogs doubled up the Mitchell Hawks 6-3, and the Hanover Barons beat the Mount Forest Patriots. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's coming up next. Periods of snow beginning this morning, 2 to 4 centimeters, a high of minus 1 today. Tonight, snow continues through the evening. There is a winter weather travel advisory for the region, 5 to 10 centimeters, steady near minus 2 overnight. And tomorrow, cloudy with a slight chance of some flurries and a high of minus 1.